USA Radio News.
At least four people have died and more than 100 homes, sheds, and other buildings have burned in California's McKinney Fire since it erupted last Friday. Officials have confirmed that rain on Sunday and Monday helped firefighters as they worked to control the spread of the fire, but the blaze remained out of control. The fire is growing to become one of California's largest wildfires so far this year.
I think the biggest thing for us to think about is how dry these conditions are. Every strike has a greater potential right now to start a fire.
Adrian Freeman of the U.S. Forest Service. The Senate has approved a bill that allows families of public safety officers who die by suicide to seek death benefits, sending the measure to President Biden's desk for his signature. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Federal Aviation Administration is asking for comments from the public for the next few months as it seeks feedback on airplane seat sizes. It will then use the feedback to create a new standard minimum for airplane seat sizes. This comes years after Congress ordered the FAA to create new minimum dimensions for airplane seats in its funding renewal in 2018.
Men identifying as women and boys identifying as girls can no longer participate in women's sports in the state of Louisiana. Fairness in Women's Sports Act is now in effect. The legislation first became law June 6 without Governor John Bel Edwards' signature, who had previously vetoed similar legislation back in 2021. Its success this time is due to an overwhelming majority support, with 72 in favor and only 21 opposed, making it veto-proof. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, she's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
President Joe Biden continues to test positive for COVID-19, but is, quote, feeling well, according to a memo from Dr. Kevin O'Connor, which is the president's physician. President Biden initially tested positive for COVID-19 on July 21st. His symptoms at the time were said to have included a runny nose, cough, sore throat, a slight fever, and body ache. He was treated with Paxlovid and tested negative last Wednesday. However, he tested positive again Saturday in a so-called rebound infection, which can occur when patients take Paxlovid. The NFL has suspended Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross and fined him $1.5 million for tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton following a six-month investigation stemming from Brian Flores' racial discrimination lawsuit against the league. The league's investigation found that the Dolphins did not intentionally lose games during the 2019 season, but the team had impermissible communication with Brady and his, as well as Payton's, agent. The Dolphins will forfeit a first-round selection in the 2023 NFL Draft and a third-round selection in the 2024 Draft. Ross is suspended through October 17th. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.